Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. This morning, we continue our conversation, a series of three sermons on why go to church. Last week, we talked about we should go to church because God speaks. Today, we're going to talk about how we should go to church because God speaks the truth. And then next Sunday, we will talk about why you need to listen. God speaks the truth. We read from St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, beginning at verse 12, these words that Jesus spoke to his apostles, the ones that he sent out to preach. He said, beginning at verse 12 through verse 15, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Jesus talks about the truth. You may recall the conversation he had with Pontius Pilate shortly before Pilate ordered him crucified, something Pilate did not want to do, but was pressured to do. Pilate asked him what kind of a king he was, and Jesus said he came to testify to the truth. He said that those who were of the truth would hear him, and then Pilate sneered with the answer of people throughout the ages, what is truth? Pilate, of course, was a religious cynic, and they are everywhere, not only of every generation, but they're in every church. Attacks on the truth come from this uncertainty that we can even know the truth. Now, you could trace it historically back to rationalism. This was a couple hundred years ago when man's reason seemed to be the infallible guide to wisdom on how to run just about everything. Rationalism, however, led to ultimate failure because man is not quite so smart as he thinks, and he, when he follows what appears to be reasonable, does all sorts of mischief and harm and damage. So rationalism led to uncertainty and doubt and finally despair. And that's basically where religion has been in America since the 20th century. People don't know what to believe. That's why they're open to such strange new doctrines. That's why Hinduism has grown. That's why Islam grows. That's why atheism even has become popular in certain circles, because the Christian truth that had been held as obvious truth has been so widely rejected. Where is truth? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus prays his prayer to his Father in heaven, the so-called high priestly prayer. He says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. Where does the truth come from? Well, the truth comes from the true God. Truth does not reside within you. A truth does not reside within human reason or human experience or human wisdom. There's no body who is the depositor of the truth. This is why people will question religious claims, because they think religious claims come from within human minds, human hearts, human souls. And so they say, your truth is no better than mine. Well, that's perfectly true. My truth is no better than his truth or her truth or the other guy's truth. But hey, wait a second. Let's just pretend that there is a God in heaven who has spoken the truth. We don't have to pretend. Jesus demonstrated by his life and by his death and by his resurrection from the dead the truth. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will build it up. And in 3 days he built it up, and he rose from the dead. He raised himself from the dead after he was crucified for the sin of the world. He rose from the dead. He instituted holy baptism in which the true God gives us the true faith in himself. The truth about life, the truth about forgiveness, the truth about eternal life, and having a relationship with God that doesn't depend on what you do, but depends on what he does in Christ, doesn't depend on how faithful you are, but depends on how faithful he is, that doesn't depend on your strength, but depends on Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, who defeated all evil on the cross as he bore the sin of the world and overcame that sin by his innocence and his obedience all the way to death. Now that's truth. That's truth that gives you victory over every single enemy you have in your life. Every spiritual enemy, that is, and these are the only enemies that matter. Your own sinful flesh that would lead you away from God, the lies of the world that would lead you to trust in one false idol after another, and of course, the enemy known as Satan, the accuser, the slanderer of God's people, who hates everything holy and corrupts everything good that God made. I know how people think about truth. They say, yeah, all this religious stuff is just floating up in the air. That doesn't affect me in my life. I've got a life to live. I need to know the truth about what goes where, how to fix my car, how to get a job, how to find a decent man or woman to spend my life with, somebody that'll treat me right. I want practical truth. I got to know, how do I tell my kids what to do and have them actually do it? I want to know how to get along. And you're always talking about this truth up there in the sky about some Jesus who dies and the forgiveness of sins. I need something more than that. I need instructions on how to live my life. Let me tell you something. You can't live a life worth living unless you're living that life in fellowship with your Creator. And if you don't know the God who made you, you're blind, and you're living a blind life, and everything can look just fine, and you've got everything covered, and you know all sorts of truth. That truth doesn't matter a hill of beans if you do not know the one who made you, because he's the one to whom you must give an account. He's the one you need to know life. And the truth that Jesus reveals, the truth that he has entrusted to his church to preach and to teach, that truth is the truth about how God overcomes your sin, how God gives you the forgiveness of sin, and how God speaks that forgiveness to you so that you can believe it and trust in it. God speaks the truth. Oh, I don't need to go to the church to find it. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, come on, I know where I can find the truth. I look at the world, I see the truth. I look at the way the world is made, and I see the truth. I can look at the beauty of God's creation, and I can see the truth. Don't tell me I have to go to your church to hear it. I'm no fool. I'll tell you what, this particular recording is scheduled to be broadcast on the 21st of August. And as you hear these words, I'm in God's country on Gunflint Lake between Minnesota and Ontario, one of the most beautiful parts of the world. I can look out and see the beauty of God's handiwork. I can see in the North Woods evidence of a God who certainly has wisdom far beyond anything we can imagine, who has an orderly mind, who knows how to create beauty that no human mind could have conceived of. Just the sound of a loon on an evening on the lake brings a sense of God's presence. I know what you're talking about when you say you can find God outside of my church. I never heard a loon preach. You go fishing, I've never seen a fish tell me about my Savior, Jesus. If you look up in the mountains or you look out in the forests, you see all sorts of evidence of the majesty and power of God, but you don't see a shred of evidence that God is going to forgive you your sins, that God's going to raise your dead body from the grave and give you an immortal body that cannot die and that lives before God in righteousness forever and ever. You can't see that in nature. You can't figure that out in your mind. You have to go to where God speaks His truth, the truth of the Holy Scriptures, the truth written down in the Bible, the truth proclaimed by His church, the truth that God comes to poor, unworthy, guilty sinners who've broken His law, who've loved themselves most, haven't loved Him above all things, haven't loved their neighbors as themselves, that God comes to these people and He graciously forgives them for the sake of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. He graciously forgives them, speaks words that bestow upon them everlasting life, the truth. Yes, you do need to hear God speak. Don't have to go to the church that I'm serving. But you have to hear God's word from somebody. You have to hear it because if God doesn't speak His truth to you, you'll end up trusting in a lie instead. We're going to believe in somebody. We're going to believe in something. If you shut out the truth of God's word, you're not going to shut out all information. So you'll pick it up from here, there, everywhere, from all sorts of unreliable sources. Far better to go to church, to go to a church that's committed to the teaching of God's holy word, to go to a church that requires its ministers to teach in accordance with that true confession of God's word that we have in the Book of Concord of 1580, where our ministers are bound to teach and preach that truth that was so faithfully confessed at Augsburg, that was so faithfully confessed by those 16th century reformers who stood on the Bible as the word of God, who taught salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, and who based their teaching on Scripture alone. You need to hear the truth, because it's the truth of Christ, His righteousness, His blood shed for the forgiveness of your sins. That's the truth that will make you free. That's the truth that will keep you free. That's the truth that will give you everlasting life. We invite you to come and hear the truth. Amen. We thank you for being our guests today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. Tune in next Sunday for the third and final message on this series of sermons, Why Go to Church? Tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.